Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 345. Today we hear from Melissa, who we haven't heard from a while. She sends in a question and says, "Series. So, I have two books in one series that are full novels and published, two in another series that are unpublished, and two novellas in a third series that are also unpublished. All of them are themes, no common characters other than NPCs, that would be non-player characters, so background characters. How many should I do to get the series to fulfill its promise before I can move on to other things? I like them, but they aren't calling to me in the way some of my other stuff is, and I don't know how much time to dump into them. Thoughts?"
This is an interesting one, because as you pose it, you have no ongoing storyline, so you don't have a promise to fulfill in that sense. If you have other events that you're teasing to drive the reader forward to the following books, such as one of the secondary characters' stories in a previous book promises to be a big story in a later book, that might be considered a promise, but otherwise, I mean, I would have to see your series to be sure, and I'm not volunteering because I'm completely booked up right now. But it doesn't sound obvious to me that you are making promises. And these are the kinds of series, the way you're describing them, that you can leave hanging and open-ended and just return to every few years to refresh them. And that may be a strategy you want to do. Keep them in your back pocket and circle around to them time and again as you get ideas and they start calling to you for one reason or another. And then you can just go and write the stuff that's calling to you now. If they're all in the same genre, you're not facing a major strategic marketing problem. If they're not in the same genre, speaking as someone who does this because my brain works this way, and not because it's smart business necessarily, it's good for craft, it's not so great for building a market presence rapidly. But the more books you have in a single genre, the easier you are to locate and stick to when a fan of that genre finds you. If these are all in the same genre, that's not even a consideration worth considering. But I mentioned that because those are considerations depending on how your creativity and business sense work together or don't, and how you want to weigh things. My default attitude is write what calls to you. And my reason for that is really simple. Writing what calls to you means that you're more likely to stick through to the end of the book and get a good product out of it. It means that you're more likely to write really good books instead of just competent books. And it means you're more likely to be fully mentally engaged in the process, which means your craft will develop faster and you will advance faster as a writer. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll build sales faster. That's dependent on all sorts of other considerations. It depends on where your priorities lie. And if you've got split priorities, like me, well, you're in for a fun ride, and a frustrating one at times. For what it's worth, if I was in your position, I'd be going to what calls to me, hands down. I wouldn't want to sit at the desk trying to force myself into a groove that my brain just wasn't going into. I hope that helps. It's good to hear from you again. Thanks for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.